Hello, everyone. Welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Once, when the world was younger and miracles more common, Jesus of Nazareth walked in solitary places, and many followed him, and not only his 12 disciples. Wherever he walked or spoke or gave comfort, the people thronged to be alongside him, to hear, and to be comforted. One day, it became known among the people that Jesus was to give a sermon and heal those with souls that felt sick. His disciples came to him, somewhat alarmed, and Philip said to him, "Lord, we have heard that almost 5,000 people are coming here from near and from far to hear you speak your holy words, and we fear that there is not enough food to feed them or space to accommodate them." Jesus looked at Philip steadily. "There is no food in all the town?" The disciple shrugged. "I have a loaf of bread for my lunch."
"As do I," said Thomas.
"And I have some fish," Simon added.
Between the 12 of them, they discovered that they had 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They piled the meager offering of food on a blanket and looked expectantly at Jesus.
"You must pray to heaven so that we may have a miracle," Bartholomew prompted helpfully. Jesus raised an eyebrow. "Must I?"
The disciples shifted from foot to foot and looked uncomfortable.
"How else will we manage to feed all of these people?" John asked at last. Jesus sighed. "My friends, although you follow me, you are not helpless but for me. Although I am the child of God and a worker of great miracles, you are children of humankind, a race which daily performs the small miracles of everyday life. Sustenance and shelter are human miracles, and with your own hands you will perform them."
Then Jesus walked away to sit and to think and to compose his holy words. The disciples stood uncertainly for a long moment, and then Andrew said slowly,
"Well, Simon and I used to be fishermen."
"Same with me and John," said James.
"There's a lake nearby. We can take our nets and fish."
Matthew said slowly,
"Well, I used to be a tax collector. I still have some of my funds. I can go into the nearby town and buy bread and pay the bakers to make extra. Philip and Bartholomew can come help me."
Thomas said slowly,
"And the rest of us can go up this hill and use stones and twine to mark out places for the people to sit and places for the people to walk and the place at the highest point from which Jesus can speak his holy words."
The disciples did just this, and when Jesus returned, he found tables heaped with loaves and fishes, and an orderly system of queues, paths, and seating areas filled with people chatting and eating while they waited for him to speak. He smiled, climbed the hill, and spoke his holy words, and the people were much comforted. Afterwards, as the people filed away and the disciples cleaned up the area and packed up the leftovers to distribute to the poor, Jesus thanked them, saying,
"My friends, you have fed the 5,000, and what a miracle it was! This miracle and more will be your legacy as my followers and as human beings."
But that is a story for another time.